Ireland's central bank chief said today he expected the country to receive tens of billions of euros in loans from European partners and the IMF to help shore up its economy. Central Bank Governor Patrick Hanahan was speaking shortly before the start of talks with a joint mission of the European Commission, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund on a possible rescue package. After 10 days of losses, European stock and bond markets and the euro recovered slightly on expectations that Ireland would become the second eurozone country after Greece to receive a bailout. We spoke to Professor of Economics at the University of Ulster, Vanni Barua, who says a bailout now seems inevitable.
I think it's fairly inevitable because what the government has done is that it has added on the losses made by banks to sovereign debt, as it were. And this means that if it has to bail out banks on its own, this is going to be in the region of 70 billion, which is quite out of the reach of the Irish government. I mean, the deficit at the moment, including bank losses, amounts to almost a third of its gross domestic product, which is quite infeasible. If it had not taken on these bank loans as part of its debt, then managing the state debt, that is to say, the difference between government expenditure and tax revenues, would have been much more feasible. But at the moment, it's not.
I mean, the Irish government has consistently said we don't need a bailout, we won't take a bailout. And they're saying that, into 2011, that they should be okay. But is this just saving face, as it were?
Well, partly yes. I mean, there's an element of truth that up to 2011, the state, the government of Ireland, is okay. It doesn't need to go to the bond market. But the banks are not okay. The banks have to borrow from the bond market, and people are simply not willing to lend to Irish banks, and so they can't function. But the trouble is that the government has taken over these banks. So when the banks can't borrow, it's not just their problem. It's the government's problem. And what the government would like to do is it would like to have a bailout for the banks, but not a bailout for the state revenues and expenditure. But I think that's not going to be feasible. And if it does accept a bailout, it will have to accept that it's an all-embracing bailout, which embraces not just the banks, but also government finances as well. I think what the government is really worried about is not so much the bailout, but the conditions that might be attached to the bailout. And in particular, Ireland has a very low corporation tax rate of 12.5%, which it has used very successfully in the past to attract foreign investment, particularly U.S. investment. And it's extremely worried that one of the conditions that might be imposed is that this low tax rate would have to be raised. And if that is so, then one of the big advantages that Ireland has in attracting foreign direct investment will be lost.
I'm sure a lot of people listening, and I'm sure a lot of people have said already, for a country that was on the crest of the Celtic Tiger, what on earth went wrong?
Well, what went wrong was that Ireland was pursuing a policy of what's called rational growth up to 1998, well-educated population, working hard, exporting. But then there was a period of low interest rates when Ireland joined the euro. There was availability of wholesale money. The Fianna Fáil government felt that there was an easier way of generating growth, which is investing in property. And what went wrong was that Ireland shifted gear from being an exporting country to a property-owning and a property-developing country. And that was fine up to 2006. House prices went up, and it just seemed that the strategy was working very well. But it was, a disaster waiting to happen, that when house prices crashed, the entire economy crashed. But since a quarter of gross domestic product was being generated from the property sector, when the crash came, it was a very loud crash indeed.
I just wanted to ask you, just with regard to European neighbours, how much do they want to help Ireland out, and how much will it affect them if they have to help Ireland out?
Well, I think in a sense they are desperate to help Ireland out, because not just for Ireland, but for their own sake. Because as long as Irish banks find it difficult to borrow from the bond market, this has a contagion effect on Portuguese, and Spanish banks and Portuguese and Spanish sovereign debt in terms of being able to finance it. And if they could lance this boil, then it would make things easier for Portugal and Spain, and ultimately easier for the euro. But as long as Ireland doesn't ask for a bailout, this can't happen. But should Ireland ask for a bailout, I think they'd be more than willing to help Ireland, if partly for Ireland's sake, of course, but also partly for their own sake and for the stability of the euro and the eurozone.